Hello and welcome to GBM Media Podcast from Grace Baptist Mission. You're about to hear Serving Today, a programme for pastors and church leaders. If you're involved in any form of Bible teaching or discipling others, perhaps one-to-one or in a small setting, whatever the age group, Serving Today will be helpful to a wide range of believers. Welcome to Serving Today, the programme for the leaders in God's church. I'm Andrew Cook and it's wonderful to be with you again. A Pastor Talks, the occasional series, returns. And more on Jesus and evil spirits with the help of Graham Jones. From time to time here on Serving Today, Malcolm Ryan joins us to speak about a subject from a pastoral and biblical point of view. This time in A Pastor Talks, he points us to the fact that God is in control of all things. This is often called the sovereignty of God.
In a world that's struggling to cope with all sorts of problems, here's a comforting and encouraging fact. God rules with supreme authority. He always has and he always will. In reality, nothing is hidden from him or is beyond his control. And because of God's sovereignty, those who are part of his family through faith in Jesus Christ live from day to day with his sure and certain promises. For example, as Romans 8 verse 28 says, "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." And most certainly, the Lord of heaven and earth has the power to steer every circumstance in our life into something that's good and beneficial as far as he's concerned. Now, since we're only human, in the midst of our circumstances, we may see things differently from him. But we need to remember that God sees the end from the very beginning. What's more, he has the knowledge, the desire, and the power to accomplish what he knows to be the eternal best for us. And as for our part, well, it's simply to trust and obey. Then, as God looks after us from the rising of the sun to its setting, and all through the night, we're assured that, as Psalm 34 verse 7 says, "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him." In fact, nothing can touch God's children without his permission and in accordance with his will. So when he allows painful things to happen, we must trust in the Lord's unchanging nature and his wonderful promises. To be sure, it's so comforting to know that God has control over our future. That as members of his body, the church, he has a plan that's beyond our most fervent imagination. For as 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 affirms, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him." Yes, we can trust the Lord with our future because his character and plans are perfect. And as we rest in the knowledge of his sovereignty, he will free us from fear and anxiety.
Thanks to Malcolm Ryan for that encouragement. The sovereignty of God, which Malcolm Ryan has just been speaking to us about, is an important doctrine to keep hold of as we now come to the series on the spirit world. Last time here on Serving Today, Graham Jones helped us to understand how Jesus dealt with demon possession during his earthly ministry. But what about demon possession today? Well, to answer that question, Graham joins us again here on the programme.
Spirit possession is a common occurrence in some parts of the world. When a person is possessed by a spirit, sometimes they display great strength like legion. Or they speak with a different voice, the voice of the Spirit who indwells them. Sometimes people see someone claiming to be an ancestor or to bring a message from the ancestors. Now, on some occasions, these things are false. A person is not in their right mind or they're play acting. But at other times, an evil spirit has taken over a person or an animal. Satan's power is in the sin and rebellion of people against God. People who participate in sin or in known rebellion against God, they open up their lives to demonic influence. unrighteous anger, participation in violence, involvement in traditional religions or rituals can leave a person open to be controlled by a spirit. These spirits who indwell people are not from God. They're examples of an evil spirit taking over the life of someone.
So the next question is, how should a believer respond?
Firstly, we must remember that Jesus is the one who has authority over evil spirits. Spirits are powerful, but Jesus is more powerful. When the disciples returned from a preaching mission and reported how demons submitted to them in Jesus' name, Jesus said in Luke chapter 10, verse 18,
he replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven.
Christians do not need to fear physical illness from demons. The Lord Jesus lives inside believers through his Holy Spirit. And if we're living close to Jesus, he protects us from Satan's schemes. Secondly, the Bible shows that an evil spirit cannot possess or indwell a believer. A believer belongs to God. The Holy Spirit lives inside a Christian. John says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4,
you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world.
And thirdly, even though an evil spirit cannot possess a believer, an evil spirit may oppress or influence a believer, especially if the believer has been involved in demonic activity, or if they're not living a pure and godly life. If there is anger, bitterness, unconfessed sin in their heart, these are ways that Satan can gain a foothold in our lives. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 and 27,
in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold.
When we suspect a believer has been influenced by an evil spirit, we talk with them and pray for them and proclaim the name of Jesus over them. A person should be encouraged to confess and repent of any known sin so that they might find forgiveness and peace in Jesus. We engage in believing prayer in the name of Jesus. We find peace and comfort in the gospel of Jesus Christ. He forgives our sins and puts us right with God. And so we encourage the believer not to return to those sinful ways. If a believer has been holding on to charms or has them sewn into their clothing or bag, those things must be removed and destroyed. Or maybe a person has used objects to contact magic powers. Again, these must be confessed and the objects got rid of.
Is there a biblical pattern or model that we can follow in such situations?
Yes, in Acts chapter 19, we read of the Christian believers at Ephesus burning their scrolls used in sorcery. Let us read Acts chapter 19, verse 18 and 19.
Many of those who believed now came and openly confessed what they had done. A number who had practiced sorcery brought their scrolls together and burnt them publicly.
Notice the biblical response to sin in the life of a believer is confession and repentance. It is not the expulsion of a demon. After a believer has turned from sin and recommitted themselves to Christ, the demon will not be able to influence their lives. If a believer is sick, the biblical response is prayer and confession of sin rather than deliverance from a demon. James chapter 5, verse 15, James reminds us,
and the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. As we've been thinking about spirit possession today, we've seen that Jesus alone has authority over evil spirits. and that although evil spirits cannot possess a believer, they can oppress them. What else would you like to draw our attention to, Graham?
Well, fourthly, we must say the situation with an unbeliever is very different. An evil spirit may both oppress or possess an unbeliever. An unbeliever has not submitted their life to the kingship of Jesus. They still belong to Satan's kingdom. And so we must bring the gospel message to the unbeliever, because it is only Jesus who can deliver them from evil. It's only Jesus who can forgive their sins. And it's only when they're willing to know and to follow the Lord Jesus that they will be free from evil spirits. It's only when they place their life under the control of Jesus that they can be released from Satan's power. If we suspect an unbeliever has been possessed by an evil spirit, we should only be involved in praying for them along with other believers. And we do not get involved in binding Satan or rituals. We engage in believing prayer in the name of Jesus. We see Jesus did not use rituals to cast out a demon. He did not use magic or incantation or rites. He did not evoke a spirit or a god. He instructed his followers to pray in his name. We see Paul doing this in Philippi, when the slave girl had an evil spirit. In Acts chapter 16, verse 18, it says,
Paul became so troubled that he turned round and said to the spirit, In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her. At that moment, the spirit left her.
As we close, we remember the words of Jesus after his resurrection in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20.
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
Jesus Christ has all authority. This includes over Satan and Satan's demons. He showed this during his life and his ministry. And the gospel of Jesus is the only message that can rescue us from Satan's dominion and bring us to the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Satan and his demons will not be able to stop the discipleship of believers. They will not be able to stop the growth of the Church of Jesus Christ.
How comforting and reassuring. Thanks to Graham Jones. And we look forward to welcoming him back next time here on Serving Today for more on the series on the spirit world. If you have any questions or comments about what you've heard, please do contact us. The details follow in just a moment. So this is Andrew Cook saying goodbye. May God bless you as you serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We hope you enjoyed listening to Serving Today, a podcast from the Grace Baptist Mission Radio team. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can email us. The address is servingtoday@gbm.org.uk. You can find us on X or Twitter @servingtodaygbm. We're also on Instagram, that's Serving Today. And you can also search our entire catalogue at www.gbm.org.uk/listen. Thanks for listening and goodbye.